Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Lean Startup 101 Kills 80% of Bad Ideas Fast. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's the brutal truth. 8 out of 10 startups fail within their first 18 months. The biggest killer isn't lack of funding or bad timing, it's building something nobody actually wants. Today, I'll show you why the lean startup method is like having a crystal ball that reveals which ideas will flop before you waste months building them. Most founders treat their startup ideas like precious secrets. They hole up for months, perfecting their revolutionary product, convinced they know exactly what customers want. This is like planning a dinner party for people you've never met, cooking their favorite meal without ever asking what they like to eat. You might get lucky, but you'll probably end up with a lot of leftover food and disappointed guests. The lean startup approach flips this entirely. Instead of building in isolation, you start with your riskiest assumption and test it immediately. Create what we call a minimum viable product. Think of it as a rough sketch instead of a finished painting. You're not trying to impress anyone with polish, you're trying to learn whether your idea has legs. Let me tell you about Drew Houston, Dropbox's founder. He could have spent 2 years building file syncing software, hoping people would want it. Instead, he made a simple 3-minute video showing how the product would work. No code, no servers, just a demonstration. He posted it online and watched what happened. 75,000 people signed up for the waitlist overnight. That single video validated his entire business concept before he built anything substantial. This is why lean startup kills bad ideas so effectively. When you test early, the market tells you the truth immediately. No polite friends, no biased surveys, just real behavior from real customers. If your idea doesn't resonate, you pivot quickly instead of burning through your savings. Your first version should embarrass you slightly. If it doesn't, you waited too long to launch. Remember, perfect is the enemy of profitable, and every day you delay is another day someone else might beat you to market. Here's your homework. Pick one core assumption about your business idea. Build the simplest possible test this week, maybe a landing page, a mock-up, or even just a clear description. Show it to 10 potential customers and ask one simple question. Would you pay for this? Their actions, not their words, will tell you everything you need to know about whether your idea deserves your next 6 months. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.